Good morning. This is Kemp Haar. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning, our guest is Hal Long, who's Executive Vice President of Operations with Shaw Industries. How are you doing, Hal?
I'm doing fine, Kemp.
Thanks for being with us. Now, since I don't think we've talked on an interview in a while, I think for the last 3 years or so, Hal, you moved from being the head of Shaw's commercial business to now being the VP of Operations, and that includes manufacturing, distribution, quality, logistics, R&D, and sourcing. Is that right?
That's correct, Kim.
Okay. Well, and I wanted to talk to you today because for the last month or so, you guys have had several large environmental stories around your partnership with DAK, and then this morning we see on FloorDaily.net that you're going to build a second waste-to-energy plant. Why don't we talk a little bit about that? First, on the DAK partnership, you're building a plant, I guess, in North Carolina. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the plans are to break ground on that mid-year and have it operational certainly by the end of the first quarter next year. So we're excited to get that started. A lot of work to be done, a lot of planning, but we got a very talented team put together here at Shaw and with the DAK Americas people, and looking forward to just getting those plans finalized and kicked off, and that's going to happen very shortly.
Now, the capacity on that plan, it will take I think 200 and eventually when it's in this after the second phase of construction, it'll take 280 million pounds of PET bottles and recycle, which is about 5 billion bottles, I believe. Is that right?
That's correct. You know, the weight of the bottles are changing over time. I know there's some engineering down in weight, so anywhere from 15 to 20 bottles per pound. And so as you do the math, it'll be easily 5 billion bottles when we get to the 280 million pound level.
All right. And how was it that I think there's you and DAK, and actually the state of North Carolina is also involved in this thing. How did that come together?
Well, we certainly talked to a number of states and locations to try to determine where was the best place to site this operation, and North Carolina was very helpful and supported the joint venture with some meaningful incentives and partnerships. So, they're very much supportive of this, and in both the actions that they've taken to try to eliminate landfill material and to get certain materials out of the landfill, and so they were very supportive, and we're looking forward to locating there in North Carolina.
Actually, they're very supportive. As a matter of fact, I was just checking another news site the other day, and I see where North Carolina has passed a law banning PET bottles from landfills. So That should help to provide a nice source for these things. If they can't go to the landfill, they'll certainly have to come to your plant.
Well, right. I mean, it's one thing to ban the material, but it's another, and they, stepped up and said, we're going to help facilitate the getting that done in practice. And so that worked and came together very well.
Let me ask you, I know you have a patent pending now on a BCF polyester fiber, so I think the majority of this product that you run through this plant will actually go toward that, won't it?
Kemp, it will. That's something that we certainly have not done before, and I'm not aware that's been done in the industry, to be able to apply this material, this recycle material into BCF. And so the ability to do that and all the technical support around doing that has been developed into some related processes that we have applied for patents on. And we think that's an important step in taking not only the environmental responsibility of taking the PET bottles out of the landfill, but also to be able to, in practice, to make beautiful products that work every day in substantial recycle content levels.
Yeah. Well, I've got to admit, Hal, you know, you guys have a brand called, you know, the Shaw Green Edge, and you've got a lot of credence and credibility behind what you're doing there because, you know, you've got the nylon plant in Augusta, the Evergreen plant. You already had a waste energy plant, I think, tied to Plant 81. And now, as of yesterday, I think you've announced that you're going to build a second waste energy plant. And then along the lines of what we were just talking about with your partnership with DAK, you're putting a lot of credibility behind the fact that Shaw is, in fact, focused on recycling.
Well, the second unit is really going to help us underpin our collection network and actually expand our collection network even beyond where it is today. You know, there's no one solution that you can come with that always takes care of all of the collected material that you would have. Evergreen certainly consumes a very large quantity, and I think we're out publicly with what those numbers are. It takes approximately 100 million pounds of post-consumer carpet through there. We obviously have bigger goals and bigger needs to collect material, so this will enable us to really do some things in terms of alternative energy sources, as well as underpin our collection network with yet another way that we can handle post-consumer material. So we're excited about that. You know, it'll be able to provide most of the steam needs of that particular facility that it's being co-located with.
And which facility will this new plant be tied to?
It's what we call Plant 80, which is down on the South Hamilton Street extension. It'll be co-located with an existing full manufacturing plant there.
I see. So when you bring back post-consumer carpet and you sort it, you'll be able to take the nylon and take it over to your Augusta facility. And what will end up being burned in this facility? Just the materials that you can't recycle and put back into carpet? Is that the way you think?
Well, it would be other fiber materials. Obviously, the Type 6 nylon we'll be taking back to Evergreen. This would allow us to take all the other materials, whether they are, any of the, you know, polypropylene, polyester, type 6-6. You know, there's not as much to do with some of those, and this will allow us to take those materials and to use them as a fuel source. And we'll also be doing some post-industrial carpet where we have eliminated virtually all of our carpet and salvage material in our plants from going to the landfill. This will enable us to really complete that loop and eliminate all the post-industrial waste as well.
Okay. You really are living the sustainability story. I guess you're probably relieved that you've got this position as opposed to the one you had before, because you'd be going to Neocon, I guess, in a couple of days, wouldn't you, with your old position?
Well, I'll actually be going up with some of the other guys to Neocon next week. It's always good to support our commercial business, all of our businesses, and certainly see a lot of the people that we dealt with for a number of years. So I'm looking forward to going to Neocon, but it is in a little bit different capacity than before.
We'll see you there, and again, I appreciate you spending time with us this morning. We've been talking to Hal Long. He's Executive Vice President of Operations with Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.